This is the Tom Williams Show, joined in studio by John Aiken, relationship expert. And now Tom is seeing someone at the moment, and she's a really fantastic girl. But in his past, a lot of his relationships have failed. So that's what we're looking at today, how he can move forward from that.
I've got a time for you. I've got 6 months. You know whether it's on or whether it's not. At the end of that first 6 months, I reckon you should say to yourself, okay, great, how are we looking here?
Yep.
And you truly will have a great idea, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, I reckon 6 months. What do you think, Kay?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're doing there is you will have spent lots of time with them.
Yep.
You will have slept with them in all sorts of different positions by that stage.
That's Tommy's favourite bit.
John.
That's his favourite bit. Look at him. He's like a schoolboy.
He's lit up like a Christmas tree. That's right. You will have met their good friends by that stage. Probably met the family as well. Career-wise, you will know how you fit in with their ambitions and their drive. And so 6 months is probably a good time to be looking to say, all right, what do we do here? Should we take it to the next level or do we go our separate ways?
Good. Yeah,
I like it.
I like it.
Here's one more thing, Tom. I want to know, how soon should you be having sex with a woman?
Oh. Well, this is something I had a discussion and conversation with a group the other night, and I asked a bunch, and it was quite divided. Mm. I was very impressed by one woman who said, look, I don't muck around with guys that I'm not totally interested in, you know, like, so there's no shenanigans. But then through the last couple of months, you know, like, I've heard from girls who'll be like, oh, the second date.
Mm. Kate, no. Before I jump in there, what do you think?
Well, with my husband, it was like 6 weeks.
Nice.
And we spent every night together.
Yeah, nice. A lot of cuddling.
Before you fooled around.
Yeah.
A lot of cuddling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has it changed, though, through the, you know, like, generations, obviously, but has it changed over the last 10 years? Have women's attitudes got different?
Yeah, look, I think everyone's more empowered nowadays and they know what they want and they're prepared to go after it. But what I will say to people is, if you can wait 6 weeks before you jump into the sack with someone, that is a good thing to do because you will rule out all the players or the people that are just wanting something out of you. You know, you need to know whether they're interested.
Yeah, should have done it years ago.
Yeah, but you've
wouldn't be in this boat now.
Well, awesome. The thing is, if you're in a pazingle, you're listening to this today, what you want to do is you want to look at the past relationships, significant ones, and say to yourself, all right, I got to dissect these and figure out what I'm going to do different. So you ask yourself 4 key questions. The first one was, why were they wrong for me? Secondly, why was I wrong for them? Thirdly, what do I want different from my next partner moving forward? And finally, what am I going to do different in the dating game from here on in? You answer those questions to each of your significant relationships, and what you'll find is you'll end up doing things different and getting a relationship that's much more rewarding and you break old patterns.
I might have to cancel my Zoo Weekly subscription.
Thank you for the Dantron thing. This is the Tom Williams Show. John Aiken, relationship expert. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure, guys.
Best guest so far, man. That was very, very, very interesting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.